So we are entering into the summer season. And in the summer, people like to eat ice cream. Now, I'm told that the consumption of ice cream doesn't change in the winter or the summer. I don't know. It's a nice statistic. I don't believe that to be true for a second. I think definitely people eat a lot more ice cream in the summer. So as we're entering into the summer season, what we would like to discuss is ice cream across the halachic spectrum. Everyone likes ice cream. I think so. I don't know if anybody who didn't like ice cream. So ice cream across the halachic spectrum, besides the places you're thinking of, hilchos, brachos, things like that. And we're going to begin with a chakira about ice cream, a big question about ice cream. When it comes to different types of foods, there's always questions about is the food considered A or B. For example, there's always a debate, is a hot dog a sandwich or not? Right? What do you consider a hot dog? A hot dog a sandwich or not? That's a discussion for another time. Not necessarily related to halacha. But here, the question is ice cream. Is ice cream considered in ochel, a food in halacha, or is it considered a shtia, a drink in halacha? And that has a number of important nafkaminas. We're going to bring out four nafkaminas as to whether ice cream is a food or a drink, three related to hilchos brachos, the fourth one we'll save for later on. That will be a surprise. So let's jump right in. The first is based on halacha and Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Yud Sif Aleph. There the Shulchan Aruch says that in order to make a bracha achrona on something, it has to be eaten within a certain amount of time. It's not considered an achila, a sufficient amount of eating, unless it is eaten within a certain unit of time. Because if you don't eat it within a certain unit of time, you could take all day. You could chew on the same piece of gum forever. You could chew on the same piece of food forever and ever and ever. And you could eat it all day and make one bracha achrona at the end of the day. Clearly, that's not the intention of Chazal. The intention of Chazal is to make a bracha achrona after you finish that unit of eating foods. Therefore, the takana was, the rule regarding chos brachos was, that you have to eat food within a certain amount of time in order to make a bracha achrona. What is that rule? When it comes to eating food in achila, you have to eat a kezias of food, however much that is, within kedei achilas pras. What is that amount of time? According to different opinions in the postgame, it is somewhere between 3, 4, or 9 minutes, somewhere in that range. That's not so difficult to eat a kezias of food. That's, a slice of bread within 9 minutes, within 4 or 5 minutes. Most people can handle that, and it's not such a big deal in order to make sure a person doesn't have to bench afterwards. When it comes to drinking something, however, the shear is totally different. When it comes to drinking something, a person must drink a revius of liquid within around 30 seconds. 30 seconds, perhaps to a minute. You would not make a bracha achrona unless you drank a revius within that amount of time, which essentially is a gulp, two gulps of food, of drink, in order to make a bracha achrona, which is certainly a normal amount. A person takes a glass of water, takes two sips, that would be fine, a can of Coke. Most people, in most circumstances, are going to be fine by regular drinks. The question for another time would be something like very hot coffee, where a person sips it very, very slowly and does not drink a revius within that short amount of time. And therefore, there's a question about making a bracha achrona after drinking a coffee because you don't drink it fast enough. But that's not our discussion right now. If ice cream is a solid and it's considered a food, so then I think everyone here can finish off, a kezias of ice cream within 5 minutes. I think everyone's pretty okay over there. But if ice cream is considered a liquid, most people do not knock off a kezias of ice cream within 30 seconds. It's not going to happen. And therefore, it would seem that by eating ice cream, one would not make a bracha achrona. So comes the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss and Chelek Beis and Simen Kuf Yud, and he says that ice cream starts off as a solid, but when it enters the mouth, it turns into a liquid. He says, the geder of a mashka, the definition of a drink, is something that you don't chew or suck on or use any mouth movement in swallowing it. It simply goes down smoothly. And therefore, he says, ice cream is licked or bitten into, and he says, therefore, it's a food, not a drink. You bite into ice cream. You move it around the mouth, he says, and therefore he considers ice cream to be a food and not a liquid. And Rabbi Saul Yaakov Fischer, Dayan Weiss, is quoted in the Sefer Zimin Kilchaso in Perek Gimel. He says, ice cream has the shear of kezayis pechtei achilas pras. Ice cream is a food, he says. You have a few minutes to eat it. Of course you're going to make a bracha achrona. Yeah.
Ice cream in a cup or in a cone?
We're going to get one thing at a time, one issue at a time. This is, let's just assume now in a cup. We'll keep it simple. And therefore, you're going to make a bracha achrona. This is also the opinion of most poskim. Most poskim say you should make a bracha achrona on ice cream. Rav Vosner is brought in the Kovetim of Eislevin, Chelek Dalid. Rav Nissen Kreltz in his Chutshani Hachas Brachos and Hachas Shabbos of the same bracha. That is Rabbi Pinchas Badner's Sefer Hachas Brachos that many people probably have in their home. They all say without question that one would make a bracha achrona on ice cream.
Who doesn't make a difference how you eat it?
Licking or biting it?
No. Yeah. Somebody wait, not eat cold ice cream.
Yeah.
Waits till it melts.
Till it melts. What? I hear. And perhaps if a person waits till it melts.
I
hear. Definitely a possibility. Comes the Or LeZion, Rav Ben Zion, Abba Shol, and Chelek Beis in Perek Yadal. And he says, ice cream is a liquid. It's not a solid. He says, you don't make a bracha over it. Bracha achron, unless you consume it. Revius, bechteshias, revius, unless you drink, have a revius of ice cream in that amount of time. And he says, because this is never really done, therefore, says Rabbi Sion Abba Shaul, one does not make a bracha achrona on ice cream. And a number of svarim, the Sefer Vizos HaBracha, which has become the modern classic in Eretz Yisrael, almost the final word in Hilchos Brachos, Rabbi Alexander Mandelbaum. So he says, Rav Yashuv told him as well, you don't make a bracha achrona on ice cream. But that is not the Minhag Poskim. Most Poskim will say that it is considered a food in regard to that. That is nafka mina number one. Nafka mina number two, whether ice cream is a food or a liquid, is whether a bracha on wine or grape juice would cover ice cream. Let's say a person's feeling in a very relaxed mood. They pour themselves a bottle of Chardonnay, and they have some Ben and Jerry's with them, right? Not exactly the healthiest snack, but they're having some wine and some ice cream. So would the bracha on wine or grape juice, a hagafen, cover the bracha on ice cream? Because we have a rule in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufay and Dalet, based on the Gemara and Brachos Daf Memal from the Beis, that if you make a bracha of hagafen on something, that it covers all liquids, that hagafen is like the hamotzi of the world of drinks. We know that hamotzi covers everything, food or drinks, but within the world of drinks, because wine, yain, is considered the melech of drinks, it has a certain sense of chashivas, it is something special and unique. Therefore, the bracha on hagafen covers any other drink that comes afterwards. If ice cream is a food, it would not work. But if ice cream is a drink, technically, then it would be covered. Comes the Be'er Moshe, the Deborah Tina Rav, in Chelek Aleph and Simen Yud Aleph, and he says that since ice cream is essentially milk, it is a mashka. I did some stuff to it, but at the end of the day, it's a milk. And this is certainly the case for ices, he says, and therefore if you made Bor Pir Gafen on something else, you wouldn't eat a bracha rishon on ice cream. And this is the opinion as well as Rav Yashuv. Rav Yashuv is l'shitaso. He holds it to be a liquid, and therefore it would be covered by hagafen. Comes Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul in that same piece in the Or LeZion. He agrees with this idea in principle. He says, in principle, I hear that it is a liquid. However, he says, that most people make a bracha on wine don't have in mind, they don't assume that ice cream is covered. It's such a novelty that a person would think that they would be considered a liquid, that the bracha would cover it. And he says, therefore, because most people, when they make hagafen on wine, wouldn't think that ice cream would be covered under it, he says it's preferable to patur the bracha on ice cream with the shahakal, another food, and this is what the Vizos HaBracha says as well. Who disagrees and says that ice cream is a food? Comes with Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Halicha Shlomo, and again quoted by Rabbi Badner in his Sefer, and he says that ice cream is a food, you should make a bracha on wine before and doesn't patur the ice cream, and this is the opinion of the Betzela Chachma, the brother of the Debesina Rav and Chela Gimel. The brothers are arguing what to do about ice cream. And he says that once the ingredients are frozen, it becomes a food, regardless of what it was milked beforehand. And that would certainly be the opinion of most poskim as well, that if a person makes a hagafen on wine, you'd have to make a separate bracha on the ice cream. The third nafkamina, when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, is the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, based on the Gemara Brachos as well, on Daf Mem Aleph. And he says that food that is not Ba Machmas Asuda, food that is not considered something that you eat with bread, it's not normal to eat that food with bread, it's considered something you have separate on its own, is not covered by the bracha of hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. Most foods are covered by the hamotzi in the meal. But what this generally comes up is desserts. Many desserts that are not mizonos. Mizonos and this rule regarding desserts is another discussion for right now. But things that are not together eaten with the bread. For example, fruit. If a person brings a fruit salad out at the end of the meal as a dessert, there's a question whether that is covered by the hamotzi at the beginning of the meal, because it's not something that's generally eaten as part of the main part of the meal, and therefore by fruit you would make a separate bracha at the end of the meal by dessert. So the question here is by ice cream. Is ice cream considered something that it is ba machmas asuda? Is it considered something that's part of the meal? If ice cream is considered a food, then this is not a food that you eat together with a bread meal. Nobody sits down with a slice of bread and an ice cream together for a meal. You might have bread and fish, bread and meat, bread and, you know, vegetables, but nobody sits down together and has ice cream and bread together as a meal. But if ice cream is a liquid, then it's like any other liquid. Any mashka is covered by the hamotzi, and therefore you would not have to make a brach on it. Comes the Rushumei Aaron, Rav Aaron Felder, Alva Shalom and Chelik Beis, and the Koveis Sohar and Chelik Yud Gimel, and the Sefer Vezos HaBracha, all separately, independently, quoting with Pia Shmua, that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that ice cream is a mashka, like a drink, like any other drink consumed during the meal, and therefore there is no need for a bracha on ice cream served as a dessert. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yisrael Zev Gusman, cited in that Koveit Sohar as well. An interesting opinion. It's a mashka, says Rav Moshe. I don't know what Rav Moshe would say about the other two nafkin, as we said before, but at least in this case regarding dessert, Rav Moshe says no reason to make a separate bracha on ice cream. Rav Nissen Karelitz says for someone who regularly eats ice cream, it's considered ba machmas asuda, and he says that's why it should be considered that you don't have to make a bracha. Who disagrees? Comes Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, the Evan Yisrael, and Chelek Tess, and Simon Samach Beis, and he says, you make a bracha on ice cream during the meal, since it's not ba machmas asuda. Come on. Who eats ice cream as part of the meal? It's something you have after the meal. This is the Shitra of Aval Yashiv, and the Shevet Halevi, and Chelek Aleph, and the Zos HaBracha, and Rabbi Badner, the Sharia Bracha. Most poskim saying that you make a separate bracha on your ice cream for dessert. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Rav Nevin Sol's Mishnah Brura, and Rabbi Badner is saying that you have to make a shakal on ice cream if it's eaten during a meal, since it is ubilvad sheochel letanug velo lesvia. Very strange. He says, it's something that's eaten for pleasure, but not to fill you up. I don't understand why that's a reason. That's not a halachic implication in our discussion.
I mean, where I interpret maybe that if it's part of the fill you, if part of the meal,
yeah,
that's the thing you're being filled up on.
Yeah.
So if I'm eating bread and ice cream and I'm eating meal for 5 hours,
yeah,
I'm being filled up as opposed to having ice cream at the end.
At the end.
It's not part of the masuda.
I hear, but that's not. But that principle we don't find by anything else. Meaning, it seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman invented a new principle to define what's part of the suda.
If I eat fruit,
yeah,
after motzi,
yeah,
and that's my meal,
yeah,
would I make some bracha?
So that's a machlokas
aposkim.
Okay, so it's a big discussion over there. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said something interesting. Unclear what he means, but in the Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Rav Mordechai Karp, who's a very well-known Talmud of Rav Yashiv, has written many svarim in all different types of areas. So he writes on the Yom Noraim, he says that if you say ice cream is a mashka, it's still not covered by hamotzi, because it's not tufel to the bread. It's used as kinuach lesuda, he says. And therefore, certainly, he says, you would have to make a separate bracha. Okay? Most posts can probably tell you, you should make a separate shahakal, and the ice cream served at the end of the meal. Comes the Sefer Kinyan Torah B'Halacha and Chelek Gimel, and the Mishnah Halachos of Menashe Klein and Chelek Tesvav, and they say that because of the above machlokes, you should be machmer to eat some of the ice cream with some bread. Save over a piece of bread from the hamotzi, and then you take some bread together with the ice cream, and that's like you're having the ice cream together as part of the meal. This is a chumrah, and it shows it's kind of considered still part of the meal. Rav Sriya Deblitsky, one of the great Mekubalim who lives in Bnei Brak, he's quoting the Kovetz Aliba de Hilchasa, is the Torah journal put out by the publishing house Avas Shalom, which is the publishing house of Rav Yaakov Hillel, the great Mekubal. So he says that you should make a shahakal on some sugar or some candy, and that will cover the ice cream as well. More dessert, no reason to complain for that. And the Yalkut Yosef in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin says, L'chadchila, you shouldn't even have ice cream as part of the suda. Instead, you should bench and then have ice cream afterwards to get yourself out of the suffix. So, most folks can say, just make a shock on the ice cream. One who wants to be machmer, you have different pieces of advice. Have it with bread. Have some candy along with it. Wait till after benching. These are three nafkaminas as to whether ice cream is a food or a drink. We'll move away from this for a second, and we'll come back to the fourth nafkamin later on. Let's stay within the realm of Hilchos Brachos. First, we're going to discuss ice cream sandwiches. And then we're going to discuss ice cream cones. And we'll touch on these two things. What is the bracha on an ice cream sandwich? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Yud Beis, in Sif Beis, in the laws of Ikar and Tafel. Right? We have a principle, right? If you have the main thing with the secondary thing, you make the bracha on the main thing. This is a rule we know. Most common example, cereal and milk, right? You make the bracha on the cereal. The milk is covered. You don't make a shakol. Even if you have milk left over and you're slipping up from the bowl afterwards, it's still covered by the first bracha on the cereal. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person eats a cracker with jelly spread on it, you recite only a shakol. Says the Shulchan Aruch, why? Because in such a case, the person's primary intent is to eat the jelly, and the cracker is there only because it looks a little much to take a spoon and eat the jelly out of the jar. But you're putting the jelly on the cracker because you want the sweetness of the jelly, and the cracker is there to serve the jelly. The primary intent is on the jelly, and it's considered the main food.
Isn't there a klal that Mazonos is always...
We are getting to that klal in just a moment. So the Magen Avraham writes that the Shulchan Aruch applies only when one eats jelly on an unflavored cracker or wafer. When the cracker really has no taste, something that's really, really bland. However, if the cracker has flavor and you enjoy the taste of the cracker and it's tasty on its own, then it's regarded as a primary food in Ikara by itself, and therefore one would recite a mizonos, which would cover the cracker and the jelly. Why mizonos? Because they have a principle. The Gemara in Brachos says, Kol sheyeshbo mechameshes minei dagan, whatever contains mizonos in it automatically becomes the Ikar. Whatever contains mizonos becomes the Ikar versus mizonos is never a tafel. You may end up making two brachos, but mizonos is never tafel to anything else. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah says that this entire discussion applies only if the two foods are made together. The Mishnah Berurah thinks the Shulchan Aruch is talking about where I have some sort of layer of mizonos that's cooked together with a fruit topping, and it's one unit by itself. He says, in such a case, one recites a bracha on the primary food, which covers the tafel food. However, if this fruit spread was placed on the cracker after everything was baked, we treat the two foods as separate entities, such that each requires its own bracha. So we have been left with a bit of confusion. It's unclear, and this is Ikar V'Tafel is probably one of the most confusing areas of Hilchos Brachos, only because of how to apply the principles, and because the foods that were discussed in the days of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah have changed over time, and it's hard to know exactly what food they were talking about. We have to apply it now to modern-day food science and all the crazy things you can buy in the supermarket. So, did the Shulchan Aruch even imagine such a thing as ice cream sandwiches? Probably not. It's not enough to have ice cream. You have to now take it and put it between two cookies because we weren't full enough from the ice cream. Not enough dessert. We have to take dessert and shove it inside another dessert. So what do we say now with ice cream sandwiches? Comes Rav Azna the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Vav and Simen Chav Dal, and again in Chelek Zayin, Simen Chav Zayin. Apparently, there was a lot to discuss about ice cream sandwiches. And he says, you make two brachas on ice cream sandwiches. You make a mezonos on the cookie outside, and a shahakol on the ice cream on the inside. The Mishnah Berurah says, right, that if the two items were made together, both can be ikar, right? But he says, in this case, the cookie is not insignificant, and the ice cream is not insignificant. If I wanted just ice cream, I would have had ice cream. But the fact that I want to have it together with two cookies on the outside shows that the mizonos is important to me as well, and therefore you make two brachos. This is what the Vizosa Bracha says. Rav Yashiv as well said the same thing as well. And Rabbi Badner in the Halachos of Brachos on page 72 says, based on a tshuva of Rav Moshe, that if you eat the sandwich because you like the cookie, you make two brachos. That is, the first shita, ice cream sandwiches, two brachos. Comes the Or Litzion, and he says, you only make a mizonos. And the Abia Omer in Chelek Zayin Rav Avadya Yosef in Siman Lamed Gimel argues with the Chafetz Chaim. He says, I don't think the Chafetz Chaim is correct that you two foods were not baked together. One recites only one bracha. He says, in the case of an ice cream sandwich, you recite only a mizonos, and this bracha covers the cookie because mizonos is always primary, never pushed aside. And therefore, for the Svardim, they will tell you to make a mizonos, and that's what they'll say for the ice cream sandwiches. Apparently for the Ashkenazim, we'll make two brachos on the ice cream sandwich. Next, what is the bracha on an ice cream cone? With ice cream, obviously. So here, The Or Litzion says to make a shahakol, and this covers the bracha on the cone, since the cone is tefil to the ice cream. It's really there to support the ice cream. It's not like one unit made together. And this is also the opinion of Vosner in his Torah generally based Halevi, Rav Nissen Karelt as well, the Abia Omer, the Alka Yosef, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And the Abia Omer says clearly that this is even if you finish the ice cream and there's only cone left over, you make one brach of shahakol, and the cone is just there to hold it. What? Because they want to say that the cone is like the cracker in the case of the... It's just there to hold the ice cream.
The history of it is utilitarian.
The history of cones is utilitarian. The guy needed to hold something,
like
he wraps together.
Quarter of a cup. You want to hold an ice
cream place.
I hear.
So I could hear one person making two brachos. That I hear. Definitely not... It's hard to say only mezonos in this case because the fact that it's not one thing... together. It's not one thing together. But here, it seemed, the poskim seemed to say the shahak would be fine. If one wants to make a mezonos on the cone, especially nowadays, the cones are very sweet. They kind of have their own character. You get a very fancy cone with like toppings all around it. One could make such an argument as well. I don't want to get into it right now, but a similar discussion, only because it's not ice cream, is in Eretz Yisrael, there's a very popular treat. It's called a krembo. A krembo is what it is in Hebrew, a krembo. There's cream in it. It's like 20% cookie on the bottom, and it's full of cream on the top. There's a big machlokas, what's the bracha on a krembo? Generally, the poskim all say shahakol, because it's so dominantly cream versus the small amount of cookie on the bottom. Maybe that's similar to the cone, but it's not, because it's really one entity. It's all covered in chocolate versus the cone separate from the ice cream. Okay, another issue I don't want to get into too much is cookies and cream ice cream. Cookies and cream ice cream is a big headache when it comes to Echos Brachos, because you have the mezonos mamish inside the ice cream. And it's hard to say that it's nothing, but probably most poskim there would say as well, shahakol, because the dominant force there is the ice cream, and the cookies are there more really to support the ice cream, not acting as its own character. Okay, let's leave Hilchos Brachos for the remaining time that we have, and let's turn to some other areas in Halacha. And let's get now to our fourth nafka mina. I know you're wondering what it was, the nafka mina, whether ice cream is a drink or a food, and this comes by Hilchos Nida. What? What are you talking about? So the Gemara in Shabbos Yud Gimel says that if one's wife is a Nida, you shouldn't share food with the wife who's a Nida. This is what we call the laws of Harchakos. You have to have a distance at that time. So the Rama writes in Yeradein Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei. He cites a Yesh Omim that says that not only should husband and wife not share food from the same plate, but they shouldn't even eat the leftovers. The husband shouldn't eat the leftovers of the wife. The wife can do whatever she wants, but the husband should not eat the leftovers of the wife. It's just like, says the Rama, drinking from the same cup. You shouldn't have the leftover food. And this is the halacha for Ashkenazim. For Ashkenazim, the Shach and the Chacham HaSadam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Rav Moshe all say that you should not have the leftover foods. The wife has finished eating Chinese food, there's a few pieces of chicken left over. You're not allowed to have the leftovers. It's considered a violation of the Harchakos, the separation that's important in keeping the laws of Nida. The one Ashkenazi posek who's not insignificant is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan argues, and he says that I don't think it's correct. I think the Rama extended himself too far. And the only issue here is drinks, but it's not food. Meaning, everyone agrees that drinks, the husband cannot drink from her cup, can't have leftover drinks from the wife. The wife finishes, an iced tea, and there's some left on the bottom, and the husband wants to take. Certainly, that's going to be a problem by drinks. That's considered more of a kirav hadas, sharing from the same cup. Eating from the same, leftover Chinese platter, not as romantic, and therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, we're not going to be so machmir there, but that is not the meaning by Ashkenazim, we have our chakos, whether it's food or drink. So the following nafka mina is not for Ashkenazim. It's really only going to be for Sfardim. Because comes the Beis Yosef in the Berak HaBayis on the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes the Orchos Chaim, who says, you can eat food. The whole issue of eating leftovers is only a problem by drinks. Only when it comes to food do we allow it. If you want to have leftover Chinese food, that's okay. But for the Sfardim, shouldn't drink from her drinks. And this is side of the halacha, but the Erech Lechem, the Ma'ari Kash, the Abia Omer, in Cheleches Yerodei, Simen Yud Zayin, again, Ravad Yosef Taras Abayis, in Simen Yud Beis. And amongst the Sfardim, there are Machmirim with the Ben Ish Chai, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who always follows the Ben Ish Chai, they think you should be machmer for the Ramah. So the following question is only for Sfardim. If ice cream is a food, so then there's no problem, because by Sfardim, you can have leftover food from the wife. There's no issue of harchakos over there. But if ice cream is a drink, it's a mashka, then there's a problem, because you can't have her leftover drinks from a wife who's a nida. So the Abiya Omer writes, and again in the Taras HaBayis, he says that if the wife licked or bit from the ice cream, you should be machmir to treat it like a drink and not a food. However, if she ate ice cream with a spoon or a utensil, that makes it more like a food, he says, and therefore it's like a meichel, and you can have it afterwards. So Rav Yosef says that this is an afkamina as to whether ice cream is a food or a drink. Can the Sephardi husband have leftovers from his wife's ice cream? That's the fourth nafkamina. Let's go through a few other issues in Hilchos Kashrus, then in Hilchos Shabbos. There is an issue of Maris Ayin Halacha, correct? Right? We're not allowed to do something that will appear as if we're doing an Avera. We know the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to have almond milk together with your fleishig meal, right? But what do you have to do, says the Shulchan Aruch? You have to put almonds on the table or keep the almond milk bottle next to your hamburger, so people know they're not having a tall glass of milk together with your hamburger. So does this apply by par of ice cream? You come out and you had a big fleishig meal and you want to have par of ice cream with it afterwards, something like that. Is that an issue? So comes Rav Yosef in the Chav Adas and Chel Gimel and Siman and Tess, and he says that it's mutter. There's no issue of marasayin. Rabbi Forst in his Sefer on Kashrus writes, the common custom is to permit their use. And the post will understand par of ice cream has become so ubiquitous. You just have to go to Trader Joe's and stand online there Thursday and Friday, and there's no more par of ice cream left because all the Jews have bought it out. Even when I go to Trader Joe's and I don't leave on Friday afternoon with par of ice cream, the lady at the checkout asks me, what, no ice cream for Shabbos? So even they know that the Jews love the par of ice cream, and therefore it's known that people serve par of ice cream at the meals on Shabbos, and there would be no issue over here as well. However, it's important to know the following. I'll make the following caveat. One should note that par of ice cream is common amongst religious Jews to have after fleishigs. But if you are going to be eating with non-religious Jews, and you're going to finish that hamburger, that piece of chicken, and then you're going to come and now serve ice cream at the table, and they're not going to know that it's par of ice cream, so you have to explain. Because what you don't want is a non-religious cousin or neighbor walking out of your Shabbos meal or your barbecue on Sunday afternoon saying, oh, that was delicious, and they served ice cream afterwards. So in such a case where that assumption of par of ice cream is not known, one would have to make that known to the guests. They understand that there's par and there's milkas and there's fleishiks, and we need to understand in such a case that this is not chalavi, and they don't have an incorrect understanding of the halacha. Let's turn now to Hilchos Shabbos in our final minutes. There are three possible issues with making ice cream on Shabbos. There are three possible issues. It is either could be molid. Molid is the din d'rabbanan of taking a form and changing it into a different type of form, taking a liquid, turning it into a solid. That's one possibility. The other issue is makabapatish. You are taking something that is now unusable and making it now usable. Unusable, you know, ice cream liquid is not fun for anybody. And then once you turn into that solid on Shabbos, that could be makabapatish. And the third issue is bona, is an issue of bona. We're going to discuss only bona right now, and we'll see how we come at halacha l'maisa. Can you make ice cream on Shabbos? Just keeping in mind, that's a very difficult process because you're not going to be using any electricity, and you'd be sitting there shaking that thing for a very long time. You could do it, but is it worth it? You might as well just go to the freezer and take something out. But if you wanted to make ice cream on Shabbos, is it possible to do it? Also, technically, could you have a non-Jew make ice cream for you on Shabbos as well? That's also a better possibility. But let's see. Comes the Lev Chaim in Chelek Beis and Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, and he says that it's an issue of Megabain. What's Megabain? Megabain is the tolda of making cheese on Shabbos. The process of making cheese. How do you make cheese? You take different particles, you mush them together into a solid, and you have a block of cheese. The Rambam famously writes in the Chol Shabbos in Perek Yud that you can make cheese on Shabbos. Megabain is a tolda of Bona. Bona is taking different particles, putting them together, making a structure. Says the Leiv Chaim, ice cream is the same thing. What's in between ice cream and making cheese? You're taking the things together, you're mushing it into a salad, and therefore it should be the toldov bonat. Ice cream is the same thing. This is the sheet of the Pesach Dvir, Pesach Dvir and Simen Shin Chaf Hei, and the Chedvas Yaakov and Orach Chaim Simen Dalad.
You can't put liquids in the freezer?
Making ice cubes, things like that. So making ice cubes is maybe an issue of molid. But we're not going to go into that. The minig is to allow making ice cubes, but we're just going to assume, let's discuss bona for right now. Comes the Shvisas HaShabbos, and he cites the Pesach Dvir and says, no, it's not bona. Ice cream is not binyan. If I leave the ice cream out for an hour, what's going to happen? It's going to melt. How can you call bona something that's going to dissolve in a few hours? How could that be bona? And therefore, he does not consider this to be in of bona. This is the sheet of the Tzitz Eliezer in Tzutshuvas 1, Chelek Vav, and again Chelek Yud Gimel. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, no issue of bona when it comes to making ice cream. The above opinions do entertain the possibility of makbe patish or molid, though. Comes the Betzel HaChachman, Chelek Beis, and Simen Chavav, and he says that making ice cream on Shabbos is usser. He doesn't explain exactly why, but he thinks that it's usser. Ravaj Yosef in the Chavadas and the Chelek Aleph and Simen Lamed, and again in the Yalkut Yosef says, you can make ice cream on Shabbos and Yontif. He says it's not molid, it's not bone, it's not makabe patish. He thinks there's no issue at all. Comes the Ben Ishchai in Parshas Bamidbar, and he says you can make ice cream on Yontif. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perak Yudin, in Simen Vav says there's no issue of preparing the making of ice cream on Shabbos as long as there's no issue of lush. As long as they're not making like a doughy type of thing where you're mixing it around. What that could mean, though, is maybe you cannot do the churning of ice cream on Shabbos, but you can make something called cheats ice cream, in which you take condensed milk and you essentially freeze it, and it turns into like a cheating type of ice cream. So there is a way, if one wanted to make ice cream on Shabbos, one would have to talk with your local ice cream chefs to be the best way to do it. The last point regarding Shabbos is, let's say you want to make a perfect ball of ice cream. You want to serve beautiful balls of ice cream scoops, putting them onto beautiful little bowls to serve to your guests. Are you allowed to be so precise in the making, or just should you slap it out of the ice cream container and slap it into the bowl? So this writes the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Vav. He says, using an ice cream scoop to make perfect balls of ice cream is an issue of bona. Comes the Mishmir Shabbos in that same section. He says, it's fine. You just don't have kavana. You just scoop it out. You have an ice cream scoop. It turns out to be beautiful, like you're making an advertisement for a commercial. That's fine. You just want to make ice cream scoops. You don't worry too much about it. And this is the Shita of the Binyan Shabbos, Rav Eliyahu Falk, in the Hilchos Shabbos Lemaisa. Rabbi Ribia writes in the third line Malacho, similarly, using a scoop to serve melon ice cream is not bona or any other prohibition because the simple round shape is not a bona structure. Defrosting of ice cream on Shabbos, refreezing ice cream on Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos says there's no problem as well. The last thing not related to Shabbos, the last ice cream halacha is on Shavuos. There's a machlokas amongst the poskim, can you fulfill the meaning of having milchigs on Shavuos by just having a snack with ice cream, or does it have to be with a suda? That's not our discussion right now. Perhaps we can save that for a few months when it comes to Shavuos. But just to note that Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul in the Or L'Tzion in Chelek Gimel writes, V'al kol panim, be'ikar ha-minag la'achol machal chalavi b'Shavuos, ein sarach lahar bos bazeh. You want to have milchas on Shavuos? It doesn't have to be a whole fancy meal. Uva'achilas glida chalavit kvar yatsi yedei yechovas ha-minag. You can have milchig ice cream, he says. You can fill the minag of having milchigs on Shavuos. So that is a perusal of ice cream throughout the halachic world when it comes to brachos, Shabbos, and all different types of areas.